This is WHYY's Morning Edition. Good morning. I'm Jennifer Lynn. There's a new field guide out to identify and find the best places to see trees in Philadelphia and the surrounding Delaware Valley. Philadelphia Trees is one of those books you can slip into a backpack and refer to when you need it. I spoke with two of its authors, Paul Meyer, director of the Morris Arboretum in Chestnut Hill, and Ned Sibley Barnard, who's written dozens of natural history books. I met up with these tree lovers along a walkway at the Arboretum. Paul offered me a golf cart ride and plenty of conversation with him and Ned about Philly's astonishing world of trees. Paul, do I need seatbelts for this?
No, we're going to go slow. Slow and look at the trees. This time of the day, what we lovingly refer to as the stroller brigade is arriving.
What is that?
The stroller brigade are mothers and fathers and caregivers arriving with little children in strollers. We love that, and we see that as an important part of the Arboretum's mission to, again, get kids out in touch with nature.
Very nice. Oh, we're getting out. What is this?
This is our canopy walk.
You can come out here and go along this little wooden walkway. It's elevated. Is that a telescope or binoculars?
Binoculars, and that allows families to look out and have a close look at what's going on up in the forest canopy. This really relates to the book very nicely in that this exhibit really is to interpret the fact that we need trees in our cities. We need trees, and trees need our help, too.
Here's Ned. Hi.
Hello, Ned.
Nice to meet you.
So delighted to meet you. I've been hearing your voice for so many years every morning.
Oh, good, good, good. So I'm here with tree lovers. Ned, what did you discover in putting this book together? What constitutes a Philadelphia tree?
Philadelphia has an incredibly remarkable group of specifically older trees. I can walk down my street and see five big trees that, if they were in New York City, would be numbered among the 100 great trees of New York City. Here, they're just ordinary and hardly anybody even takes a second look. So the place is filled with spectacular trees that are over 150 years old.
Wow. So we're in this beautiful natural setting, and you have all these interpretive panels. And this one is really showing a photo. It's an expansive aerial shot of all the many, many trees that lead to the city of Philadelphia. We are so blessed to have a vast canopy around this city. Not every city has that.
The good news is we have a wonderful canopy of trees. The troubling news is that it's an aging urban forest, and we need to be vigilant in replanting the urban forest so that we have a new generation of trees coming on that will be there for future generations.
We need new trees. In the meantime, it's easy to visit very old, notable trees, some on city streets, some at this arboretum, and elsewhere, right, Ned?
In the Philadelphia Zoo, there are some of our most spectacular older trees. There's a wonderful English elm planted by the Penn family that is surely one of the largest English elms in existence. And there's also right near the entrance a spectacular multi-trunk ginkgo, which is really bizarre, according to an amazing tree. So
I thought I had read about a ginkgo in South Philly, too, maybe Bartram's Garden, one of the oldest trees in the entire city. Is that true, Paul?
Bartram's Garden has what is believed to be the first ginkgo to come into the country. Came in from William Hamilton. William Hamilton shared it with his buddy, William Bartram. And that tree still grows in southwest Philadelphia today.
If these trees could tell stories.
Don't you wish you could interview that ginkgo tree at Bartram's Garden? You know, a very real way to, quote, interview a tree is to look at the growth rings. And particularly some very old trees. I'm thinking things like the bristlecone pine in southwestern United States. Scientists can read those growth rings and learn about the history of climate going back, in some cases, 4,000 years from a single tree.
The tree doesn't have to be dead to look at the growth rings. You could actually do a little boring and it won't injure the tree, Ned?
Yeah, I-core trees. You can pull out the core. You can see years when it was very dry, years when it was very wet. You can see years when the tree was shaded by another tree and grew more slowly, or when the canopy opened and it grew faster. There are all sorts of things you can learn by interviewing a tree ring.
Thank you both very much. This has been time well spent talking about trees. Paul Meyer and Ned Sibley Barnard have contributed to the new field guide, Philadelphia Trees.